Welcome to the 20 Minute Runner Podcast. My name is Roland, and I am the 20 Minute Runner. It's good to have you along with me as I run and race through the Piedmont region of North Carolina while practicing the Qi running method. Thanks for sharing some of the road with me. I can hear the crickets this morning as I make my way down to the end of the driveway, waiting for my GPS pod to sync. And as I look around, oh man, the clouds are absolutely beautiful. It reminds me of a painting my grandmother had. I don't remember the exact name of it, but it was a copy, of course. But it's a train out in the middle of the desert. And in the desert, the shot, there is absolutely nothing around other than some tumbleweeds and seems like there's a cactus or two perhaps. But it's a section of desert where it's perfectly flat. The train's going through. And the painting is of the caboose. And I know that it had to do with New Mexico, being in New Mexico. But I don't remember what the name of it was exactly. But in that painting, it's one of those deals where I believe it's either sunrise or sunset. I'm assuming it's sunset. And you can see the clouds are just, they're closer together as you look down on the horizon near the ground. And as you get up toward the train and what the artist has depicted is above the train, the clouds break up. But it's like they're almost like they're patterned. Well, that's the way it looks this morning here. The sun is just coming up. I can see a little bit of light. And it's not bright enough to read my watch by it, but a little bit of light. And the sky behind it, of course, is blue. And I see one, two, just a very few stars, maybe 10 or 12 stars. And it's about 60 degrees, nice and cool. Not cool enough for me to be wearing my gloves this morning. I did wear them last run, which I'll tell you just a little bit about that later, but not cool enough for that, but it is it's really, really nice. I can tell fall's in the air, definitely. And here's Tigger. Hey, Tigger. Say hey. She may meow, I don't know. I just gave her some dry food, and she's walked out here to the end of the driveway. No, she's wanting to jump on my back. No, we can't do that. Not with this thin shirt on. And I'm waiting for my GPS pod to sync. And so far it's taken a little while. I don't know what's up with it. But today is it's Thursday. I believe it's 16th, I think that's right. 16th. And as I said a while ago, it's about 6:25 right now. And we're getting ready to start running here in just a second. We've got the green light. Evidently, it's going to be a beautiful day. The high today is supposed to be up around 90. We're looking for 90s practically the whole week. And, or at least around 90, 88, 89, or 90 the whole week is what we've had. And absolutely no rain. So, we're in a dry spell. A little warm, but I think the average is 82 or something for this time of year. Hey, Tigger. Hey, Tigger Poo. Hey. Yeah. No, you gotta stay here. You gotta stay here. She's still wanting to jump on my back. There she goes. Alright, so let's get started. Stay there. Let's run.
Let's go. Let's go.
Of course, as we get started, I am running up an incline. Not a real hill, but an incline. And it's not too rough, but it does affect, I think, my ability to talk for just a couple minutes. Well, probably 40% up. Today, I am wearing the Tinley shorts that I spoke about that I had washed out and gotten some of the wrinkles out. And they're good as new. I've got on my technical shirt from last year's Cannonball Half Marathon. I've got on my white... Well, hey, kitty. Hey, kitty. The kittens I told you about up at my neighbor's. Oh, she was chasing me. They have gotten big. They're probably 5 months old. There's a yellow one and a tabby. What I would call brindled. And they were all crouching down next to the road. Like, we're going to get you. And so as I go by, after I pass by, one of the kittens actually chased me. So if you ever been chased by a cat, they will do it. But she soon stopped. But, what was I talking about? Oh, what I'm wearing. My compression socks. Tinley shorts, Cannonball half, technical tee. White. And the last piece of equipment, not the last, but the bottom piece under my feet are the New Balance 768s, which I think I'm going to soon retire those. I can't remember how many miles I have on them at this exact moment, but I do know they've got getting close to 400. I'm thinking it may have 381 or something, so we're going to be getting rid of those here soon. Then I've got on my 2009 North Carolina Marathon cap, which received as a volunteer, and if you can believe it, I'm still wearing the hat. March, April, May, June, July, August. Over a year and a half, or about a year and a half later. And it's just one of those freebies that they give away every year. I got one this year when I ran it, and I don't wear that one. I don't know why. But at the expo, they were selling some for $3, or maybe it was only $2. And I thought, yeah, that was this year. And I thought, yeah, I'd love to have another one from this year's race. You know, my first marathon and all. But the only thing is, I went ahead and bought them and got two of them. And then realized that they were from last year. So Cindy's got one, and I've got one put away, and then this one is the same one I've been wearing. Well, why don't I take the new one and wear it and put this one aside? I don't know. This is my lucky cap, I guess. And I'll probably wear it until it is hanging in shreds, which would be an interesting sight. Then I've got on my Nathan belt, which is simply a belt to hold gels and things of that nature. It's not a very large belt, but I can put 4 or 5 packs of beans or gels in it. Got a house key. I always wear it. But instead of it being pushed around to the back, which is probably a bit more comfortable, although I've gotten used to this and I don't even think about it, I wear it on the front. One thing, it's easier access. And if I happen to be recording, particularly, it's a lot easier to deal with it if it is in the front. And so I do have that belt on. I didn't bring any gels or beans with me. I've been taking a gel or a bean every run if it's an hour or longer, which practically, well, 98% of my runs are an hour or longer. Although this morning I'm not sure if we're going to go quite that long because of time. Didn't sleep very well last night. Cindy and I stayed up talking until almost 1 o'clock. And then I got up at 6 instead of 5:30. So I may have slept 4 hours. But But right now I feel pretty good running. I stayed up and watched the finale of America's Got Talent. And I don't know if you watch that or not. Michael Graham, the blues singer, sang. That's what I call him. I tell you, they definitely got it right. It was him and Jackie and Vanka. She was a 10-year-old, what I call prodigy, opera type singer. Cute as she can be. Man, you talk about a gifted voice and a destiny already laid out. That's what that girl's facing. But the final two were her and him, and he ended up winning, and I really liked him anyway. I wanted her to win, but it's like Cindy said, why does a 10-year-old, I guess $1 million would be nice, but why would she, or what would she do with, you know, a headline show in Las Vegas? But last night for her performance, she sang with some opera singer, and they had a big choir behind them, a lot of white and light. It was really neat. So I think I could theoretically see her doing a show in Vegas, but I mean, what, does a kid have to move to Nevada? Or was it just for a short spell? I don't know. But Michael Graham, I definitely could see him doing a show there. He was a, what's the best way to describe him? He has the soul of a Frank Sinatra, sort of. But even a little more than that, he was not big band, but he sang old standards. Like his last performance, I didn't get to catch one last night because we started watching a little bit late, but climbing a big hill. But his last performance was When a Man Loves a Woman, and he nailed it. And his voice is absolutely perfect for that. Came from Mississippi. Never mentioned his parents, but he did show his grandparents. Lived in a mobile home, and said they lost everything in Katrina. So in that sense, it's a good story. But it could have been him or her to win, but I really didn't think anybody would beat her. But she's already the exposure of it. She's already, we know what's going to happen with her. And even as a child, when she comes out with her first album, I predict within 6 months, I'll be the first one to download it. Him too, because I really, really liked his voice. And I like that type of music anyway, as you probably know. I like all music. Doesn't matter. So anyway, stayed up and watched that. And been laid in bed and talked a good while. So I'm groggy this morning. I wanted to go further than I actually am probably going to go. But with me, being only 3 days a week, which is all I ever run, once in a blue moon I may cram in four if the days fall just right. Monday, Wednesday, Friday, Sunday. For me, that is, it's almost taboo to not run at least seven. But sometimes I found myself not really making a run when I could have, because I thought, well, I don't have time. When really, I would have plenty of time to run even four. But it's not worth it. I got to run further than that. Seven or eight. I know, it's cookie, but that's just the way I'm dealing with it. So today, my time isn't short, but a little shorter than normal. So we are going five. I might squeeze it in at six. I'm not sure. But that's what's happening with me. The garden update. I don't think I've talked about it in several weeks. My peppers have done well. I think I've put up, last time I counted, I had 14 or 15 jars of whole ones. And about 7 or 8 jars of sliced jalapenos. And I've probably got a dozen jars of banana peppers and vinegar and sugar. I'm not sure how those are going to turn out, because whenever I put them in the jar, most of them, the jar was full, filled up with vinegar. They've all sealed. But then, whenever I go back the next day, inevitably they have drawn up or shrunk or something. So instead of a full jar of banana peppers, I'm ending up with like 2/3. But last time I did any, a couple weeks back, I sliced, I waited until the peppers got really large, banana peppers, yellow. And I sliced them like that, and I didn't have any problem. It turned out just fine. Not sure, I'm still experimenting, but that's how many peppers I've gotten. We've canned about, well, total, we canned 23 jars, I believe it was, of the jalapeno pepper jelly, two different batches. And of course, I told you about the blackberry jam and blackberry jelly. So this week, I'm going to pick what could be virtually the last of the peppers, jalapenos, and the banana peppers. And I think I'm going to make one more batch of jelly. People that have had the jelly really liked it. And I have to admit, it is good. It's hot, but it's not like just eating hot ground up pepper, nothing like that. It's got a lot of sugar in it. It's very sweet, but definitely got a little bit of a kick to it. And I love it, and evidently others do too. So I don't know that this weekend will be the winding up of the peppers, but we're getting a little bit close to that. Okay, I'm climbing an incline. As far as the peppers go, I really enjoyed it, and every year I learn more about how to do and what not to do. I have discovered that the ones in the ground tend to do noticeably better than the ones in the pots, although the ones in the pots have produced a lot of peppers. The ones in the ground seem to do better. And contrary to what it says, that you need to put them in bright sun, they like some bright sun, but too much bright sun, I've noticed, turns the peppers dark. And particularly in the pots, they will begin to wilt. And so I'm learning that better in the ground, better with a few hours of sun, but they don't have to be in the blazing hot sun the whole day. You may be getting a little bit of wind, just a little bit of breeze. Not much. Trees aren't moving, but I can hear it in my ears. I apologize. That should change as we eventually change direction. Might not be hearing much of anything. So that's the pepper update. I was going to let you know, too, the figs. We've been able to eat 4 or 5 figs. Fig bush is full. It's taller than my head, and it is eat up with figs. But they're really late getting ripe. And I'm just hoping that they will get ripe before. I think our first frost is, on average, is October 10th. So we've got another 30 days, excuse me, 20 days, 3 weeks, whether we'll get enough of them ripe to do much with in that short amount of time, I don't know. But I believe we're going to can them if we can get enough of them, make like candied figs out of them. So that'll be neat. My tree's doing good, the birch tree, keeping it watered. So we're thankful for that. I think I mentioned that last episode, how that all came about. As you can tell today, I don't have an agenda. Actually, I left the office last night a little bit late, doing a Bible study on 2 Timothy and Titus. I didn't get done with that until we meet from 6:30 to 8. And so I left the office without printing out the information on my talking points. During the week, I'll usually have some talking points. And whenever I get out and run, not always, but more times than not, the days I record, I'll have a printed page. And if I turn the page, I usually staple them together. If I turn the page, I always edit out, you know, the extra noise or whatever. So you probably never realize it, but I'm turning pages and I'm referring to notes. Of course, with my eye situation, I've got to use a really big font, and even then it's a bit of a struggle. I'm hoping to go to Zenni Optical, as I mentioned, and get some good glasses to run with. I don't want to mess up my new ones, which are still doing me great. But anyway, I left last night and I only live 4 miles away from the office. I was probably 2 miles halfway home, and it hit me that, yeah, I wanted to record today and I didn't have any notes. So that's what we're doing. We're just sort of out running and observing. I believe we're going to get rain today. I think it was only like a 20% chance, but the sky is definitely cloudy. Clouds have actually thickened up since I spoke to you earlier. I'm running through a newer, small, 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, well, I mean, there's probably 30 houses in here, maybe 35, a newer development. Some of the houses are 6 months old, a couple of them, but some others have been here for a couple of years or longer. It's just very quiet. You probably can't, but I can hear the traffic off the National Highway, Hasty School Road. I can definitely hear birds. Heard some crickets earlier. And it's just very quiet. Some of the houses have lights on in them. Most of them don't. And it's just a fairly quiet day in our neighborhood. This is my extended neighborhood, but you get the idea. I am still practicing the Qi. That's working out well. I have a problem with my... Not a problem, that's not right. Here's siren. I'm having just a little bit of discomfort still in my left knee. Not major. Doesn't bother me when I'm not running, and even running, it's not really that bothersome. But if I can tilt my pelvis, level it, and really run from my hips and sort of push with my feet behind me, I've discovered that definitely takes the pressure off of it. Leveling the pelvis particularly is critical. So my left knee's bothering me just a bit, but not a whole lot. How would I judge the Qi at this point? For me, it definitely works. And I don't know if you're in it or not, but if you are, keep going. If you're just starting it, you'll do great. I think you'll enjoy it. And if you're not using the Qi method and you're having issues with injury, go back and listen to episode 60 through, I believe it was 64. And we share information, and there's video at the blogs to provide what I think is a very solid foundation to begin this method of running. And so you can listen to that if you'd like, if you haven't. If you're new to the show, I would encourage you to go back and at least catch those episodes where we explain the mechanics of it and how it works and about eliminating overpronation and not landing on your heel, that type of thing. But for me, it seems to be working. This knee injury is one that I've had, it's been a lot of months, and it just hasn't quite let go. Now, my hips are fine. My right knee actually bothered me more than my left when I was really having knee problems. But the right knee is asymptomatic. I never have anything with it. but the left knee, just a little bit of discomfort. So I'm trying to be aware of that. I don't want it to get worse. And I know Qi running method is not a panacea, but I do think that's the answer. I still believe that, because it's eliminated so many other issues that I've been dealing with. And I've been running this way now for probably 3 months. So it's what we're doing. Seems to be working, other than this little bit of nagging knee pain, which again is very, very slight, but enough that I don't want it to be there. So we're still working that. All right, I think we're going to take a break here and throw on some music and bring you back in. Appreciate you listening today. Appreciate you downloading the show. And we'll be back in just a couple minutes. You're listening to episode 66 of the 20 Minute Runner Podcast.
Drifting.
We've been running for 34 minutes, and I don't know why, but the mileage, the GPS information on my watch, I'm just really starting to have an issue with the watch. I ran last time, today's Thursday, I ran Tuesday, went 8.25, right at 8.25 miles, and the last half of that run, while the time was going, the numbers on the watch, they just didn't make sense on top where it's supposed to be listing either what I've chosen. You know, you can choose it to show your total distance or average pace or that type of thing. So I always keep it on distance, just, I don't know why, I just do. And it wasn't making any sense. And even, let me back up, even the stopwatch, I was at 59 minutes and 14 seconds, and it was like it was 59:14, and the hundreds of seconds were going to seconds. So I'm going to take the plunge. I think today I'm going to order another watch, because planning for the half and ultimately the marathon, I don't need to be getting new equipment trying to figure it out. So probably won't give you an opportunity to send me any information on what I should do, because I've researched that. I like the BodyLink, the Global, I think Global Trainer from Timex. It's a big watch, but I love what it seems to have on it. But also the Garmin, is it the, whoa, Mr. Crow, I'm running by a light pole in the back of a shopping center, and there's a crow on the light pole, and there's one on the, I think those are white pines, and they're loud. I know why they're hanging around back here, because of the dumpsters. But they're awake this morning, that's for sure. But the watch, I like the Timex, but I know that the Forerunner, excuse me, it's not called, maybe it is, Forerunner, I want to say it's the 115 or something like that. It's the newer, simple model. I think it's running for about $200, and while I really don't have it, I do have a little bit of change I've put aside, and I think I can get enough out of that to probably pay for it. So, the only negative that I heard was about the Forerunner, that model. Only negative I read about it, something about you can't do your actual average time while you're running, which for me would be critical. Not so much training, but during a race, a lengthy race especially, a half or full, I want to know exactly what my actual pace is at the moment. I don't want to have to guess and figure it out. So that could be a drawback. But the drawback to the Timex is the size of it. Pretty bulky looking. And the price. Pretty sure it runs around $300. That's a lot of money for a watch. I mean, it doesn't matter to me what it does. That's still a lot. So what will I do? I'm not sure. If by chance they have righted the issue with the not being able to actually see what your current average pace is, I would go with the Garmin, definitely. If the issue is not resolved, I don't know, because I really do need that information. For me, that's more critical than a lot of the other things that I would never use. So I think we're in process of updating. And for me, I don't mind writing it down. I don't have to link it to the computer, although I'm sure if I ever get into that, I wouldn't want to go back. Which, you know, it's kind of like texting. For the longest time said I'd never do it, and then finally get a phone and can text a little bit. I don't do it all the time, but I definitely wouldn't want to go back to not doing it after I've gotten used to it. Probably the same way with a GPS that you can link to your computer, whether it's wirelessly or USB. And I tell you what, this is a busy highway. Hasty School Road. I apologize for the noise. We're getting ready to turn into Carrington Townhouses. And at that point, we'll go from all this to nothing for just a few minutes. So I've got a dilemma. What do I do? Not sure. Might be something even cheaper than either one of those that'll do the job. If you know of anything like that, let me know. I'm not worried about it. We'll figure it out. It's kind of like the birds up at the marathon station where I just left. I've noticed most mornings, especially after it rains, but even on days it doesn't rain, they are, evidently they've sprayed something out or whatever on the outside of the building. And there's always morning, there's always a hole in the asphalt. And whenever I ride by there, stop at the light, I can't help but glance over, and this hole's probably, I don't believe it's over a foot across in diameter, pretty round, like a pothole in the parking lot in the corner where cars really would tend not to go very much. And every time I go by there, even on the mornings when it's a little cooler than it is this morning, although it feels good this morning, those birds are little bitty birds, some type of sparrow, I believe. But they are all in that hole, just shaking and, you know, rattling, or not rattling, for lack of a better term, rattling their feathers. And they literally, not fight violently, but they will fight each other to get in that little hole of water, and they act like they enjoy that so much. As I ride by there and I see that, I think about, wow, those birds aren't worried about anything. And I think about what Jesus said, that when a sparrow falls, even your Father in heaven knows it. And we made a comment that if you being evil means in comparison to God, give good gifts to your children, how much more will the Father give good gifts to those who love Him, those who ask Him? So, I guess I've gotten a little bit philosophical about a watch, which is pretty crazy, but my point is I'm not worried about it. And, you know, not getting on the religious theme, but I really have gotten to the point where there are things used to that would faze me, that would knock me off my feet. It don't bother me anymore. Used to when certain issues were happening, or I wouldn't freak out, but I'd worry over it. And I just don't do that anymore. Now, I've been a Christian for a long time, and I had not reached that point. I don't know that this is as much a spiritual journey as much as it is just one of practicality. I've reached a point where I've chosen I'm not going to be consumed by things that I probably can't do anything about. And I mean, I really am that way. I'll get irritated, aggravated. Rarely do I ever get mad. But I might get irritated or aggravated. But I'm the type of person, I'm over that in, well, less than 2 minutes. I don't hold grudges. You know, hey, if you can live with that, that's between you and God or whatever. It's not up to me to right all the world's wrongs. It's not up to me to make sure that everything in my life is perfect. I'm going to live my life, enjoy it, do the best I can, but I've gotten to where a lot of the little petty stuff, I'm not messing with it. And I've been that way actually for, particularly since Daddy died, I've gotten more and more that way. So, the fact my watch appears to be telling me I've only run a mile and a half in 44 minutes, that used to irritate me. Now it doesn't even irritate me. It's like, oh well, I need another watch. Big deal. So, I just want to encourage you to be like those birds. And don't let things get to you. Realize there are a lot of more things important in life than running. And yes, you did hear me correctly. There's a lot more important things in life. Things that are more important in life than running. There are a lot of things more important in life than the kind of house we live in, or the kind of car we drive, or perhaps even the job we have, although I certainly don't want to be doing something I'm not interested in and have a passion for. and neither do you. But we've got enough issues in this country, in this world, to fill a boatload. And you don't need to stress over the things in life that are going to happen. If you will be expecting little crises or emergencies every day, interruptions, you'll find they're not that big a deal when they happen. Now, do I wish my watch was working correctly? Yes. I want to be irritated about it, but I just need to fix it if I can and get on with it. Now, last time I ran 2 days ago, when I hit the stop button, it did at that point bring up accurate numbers. I don't know why, but today might not do that. So, make like the birds getting in that water as I stop the car and look over there several mornings now. I'm just amazed at how free they are and not burdened by the traffic around them. They don't even notice it. They're right next to a 4-lane highway, 5-lane actually. They don't even notice it. They're just enjoying life and soaking up the sun and playing in that water. And that's really the way that I want to try and live my life. I'm running down the big hill, so we'll soon be done. I was just going to comment that I read in Danny Dreyer's book on G-Running that as you get tired or get longer into a run, you really got to work at keeping that G-form. Well, for me, I found that, you know, I've been 10 miles using it and 9. I don't have any issues on those runs. But I know that for me, it's much easier to maintain the form and it flows more easily after I'm thoroughly warmed up. So rather than getting tired at 45 minutes of trying to maintain that proper form, I find that it actually is, it's easier. You know, letting the hips sway, feet planted firmly underneath or behind, leveling the pelvis, all that. And so, for me, as far as maintaining the form, it actually is easier after I get thoroughly warmed up. Now, how will that play out in a 15 or 20 mile run? I don't know. That's why you really need to do the core exercises that we talked about in, I want to say it was episode 63. 62 or 3, and you need to work on those. We are climbing the last hill, and this has been a good run. We'll let you know in a minute if we were able to gather any information other than how long we've run, but I do know that we have covered at least 6 miles, maybe 6.5, or somewhere in that neighborhood. Of that, I feel confident. Morning. And as we climb the hill, we'll be stopping here in just a very few minutes. I'm going to try to run an hour anyway, and I'm at 59 minutes right now. While we're doing that, let me tell you how you can get up with me. Go to my blog at the20minuterunner.blogspot.com. the20minuterunner.blogspot.com. While you're there, take the survey. I've got a new one out. What is your favorite time of year to run? Results from the last one. But I didn't get those together. So, good morning. How are y'all? Good. Morning. So take that survey. And I always love hearing from you, the listener. So send me an email if you've had a race recently. I'd love to have a race report typed up, or you can send me an audio file, wave, mp3, doesn't matter, we'll convert it, and I'd love to play that in an upcoming episode. So I'm gonna wind this up. We'll give you some details here in just a couple minutes. Alright, we're done. And my watch tells me I ran 3.17 miles at a 17-something pace, so I know that's not right. We ran double that, probably around 9:15, 9:30, somewhere in that ballpark. So I feel confident we ran 6. That's what we're going to put down. But we definitely need to get us a new watch. There's no reason why it should be doing this. But in speaking of connecting with me, if you go to the blog, I would appreciate it. I also want to remind you that the music that I play in this podcast, all of the links can be found in the show notes or any other items we discuss. You'll see that in the links. A lot of the music, most of it comes from Music Alley. Some of it comes from Jamendo and some of it from Magnatune. But you can check those out and they give away music. All you got to do is download it. Independent artists, and some of the music is quite good, as I hope you've felt or you've experienced that in listening to this show especially, but be that as it may. Alright, that puts me up to about 14 and a half for the week. Hope to run 10 over the weekend. Next race is probably going to be a 5K, but I'm not going to run the Warren Reeves. I just don't think I've got it in me to do that right now. But I am going to run the half, Lord willing. Victory Junction half in December, as we've been talking about. And we'll begin earnestly training for that here in a couple weeks or so. But this has been a good one. Felt good. Glad to have you along with me. I'd love to hear from you. Be sure and let me know your thoughts, comments, questions about the show. And again, just send those to me via the blog page, or you can email me directly at 20minuterunner, 20 minuterunner@gmail.com, and I'll be glad to post any comments. I'll be glad to share them on the air. I did get one from David in England, UK at least. David Yellen, thanks for sending me that message, that comment. I appreciate it, and glad you're still enjoying the show. Hope your running's going well. And then from David, I have another David that we've talked about in the past, and David recently ran his race that we spoke about a couple episodes back, and he said he would get us a race report, and he's still enjoying the show as well. So I had two Davids this week I wanted to mention. Let me hear from you, and I'll be glad to respond back as well. My knee feels pretty good. I'm walking, but I've got that telltale sign that something about it is just not exactly right, and you know, that's got me a little bit concerned, but it's not hurting like it was when I was really having problems, but it's just a small nagging thing that won't quite clear up. But we'll keep working at it. Okay, I'm going to finish cooling down, then I'm going to get Odie, get me a bottle of Propel, and we will plan to talk to you in 7 to 10 days. I apologize lately for not getting a show out as quickly as I do sometimes, but you know how it is with life and things going on. There have been weeks where even if I had recorded, and some weeks I did, I just did not have time to sit down at the computer and get it all together and get it out. So I apologize for that. But I will try to have a new episode out at least every 10 days, hopefully. Sometimes it goes a little longer, but I'd love to do it once a week. Usually by Thursday night, we've got it out. Even if the blog page isn't updated, you can usually download the episode off of iTunes. So go there and subscribe to it if you haven't done it so already. Share it with other listeners. That's the best way for them to get word about any podcast, is by you referring them to it. So if you would just tell them you enjoy listening to the 20 Minute Runner podcast, send them the link to it, I would appreciate that so very much. Okay, I sincerely appreciate you listening, and hope your running's going well. If you're new to the program, thanks. And if you're not, we're glad to have you back as always, and I will look to talk with you, correspond with you very, very soon. Have a great week, everybody. It's going to be a beautiful day. The clouds are scattering like cotton candy. The sun is up. It's gorgeous out here. Get out there and enjoy it. Enjoy your running. Enjoy your life. Don't take any of it too seriously. Thanks for sharing some of the road with me. We'll talk to you later. Bye-bye.